item of other business is subdivision 2018-25, Kalel Properties final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of two lots, leaving a residual parcel of 10.97 acres plus or minus located off of Del Mar Road. Preliminary approval was granted by the Planning Commission at its meeting of December 20th, 2018. The final subdivision plan is in compliance with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 18, and Parcel 28, and the zoning is GR, General Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve number 2018-25, Kalel Properties, for final site plan approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-25, Kalel Properties, as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, your next item is site plan number 17-36, Oyster House Village, conditional use number 1642, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for 30 condominium units with site improvements to be located off of Oyster House Road. Conditional use 1642 is approved by County Council at its meeting of March 21st, 2006. The preliminary site plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on October 12, 2017. The final site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. And it's District 334, Map 19.08, and Parcel 42. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final site plan for S-17-36 Oyster House Village with final site plan approval subject to the staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan number 17-36 Oyster House Village, conditional use number 1642 as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, our next item is site plan 19-12, Fred Hudson Properties, conditional use number 2130, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for 16 duplex units, parking and a pool, with a pool house to be located at the northeast corner of Cedar Neck Road and Fred Hudson Road. Conditional use 2130 was approved by County Council on October 20th, 2018. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it's District 134, Map 13, and Parcels 72.01. The zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for S-19-12 Fred Hudson Properties with final site approval subject to staff on receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
So moved and seconded to approve site plan S-19-12 Fred Hudson Properties, conditional use number 2130, as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 19-17 Remax John Ford, conditional use 2137, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of a real estate office consisting of 1,800 square feet of gross floor area, 9 parking spaces, and other site improvements located off of Savannah Road, Route 9B. Conditional use 2137 was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on July 26, 2018 for the use of the existing residence as a REMAX Realty office. Additionally, ordinance number 2592 was adopted by County Council on July 31st, 2018. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. And the district is 335, the map is 12.06, and the parcel is 50. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to S19-17, Remax John Ford, conditional use 2137, I recommend approval of the preliminary site plan with final approval to be by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve site plan number 19-17, Remax John Ford for conditional use number 2137. Approved as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan number 19-10, Belisa LLC for conditional use 2153.
This is a preliminary site plan for an existing dwelling to be used as a 1,560 square foot office with parking improvements located off of Airport Road. There are two parking spaces in the front yard setback, one of which is a handicap space with the remainder of the parking behind the office. Conditional use 2153 was approved by County Council at its meeting of February 5th, 2019. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The district is 334, the map is 13, and the parcel is 181. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to ask about the parking places in the front setback.
Condition G of conditional use 2153 states that parking in the front yard setback shall be permitted, and it's consistent with other properties in the area, and no direct access off of Airport Road should take place.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, in regard to S1910 Velisa LLC CU2153, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
So moved and seconded to approve site plan number 19-10 Belisa LLC for conditional use 2153. To approve as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, the motion carries 4-1. And that completes our other business for the evening. And referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was subdivision 2019-3, Lands of Betty Stats.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2019-3 for Betty Stats based upon the record made and for the following reasons. Number one, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of two lots on 6.52 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, a waiver from the buffer requirements is appropriate given the small size of the area. Seven, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. B, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. C, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. D, there shall be a maintenance agreement for the shared driveway. E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-3, Lands of Betty Stats, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2019-4, Sloan Family Properties.
no one has any questions, I'm going to make a motion to defer.
Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2019-4, Sloan Family Properties. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1881, Norman Stephen Price, Revocable Trust, Lakelands.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to defer.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1881, Norman Stephen Price, Revocable Trust, Lakelands. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was change of conditional use number 2171, Lisa St. Clair.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2171, Lisa St. Clair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was ordinance number 19-5.
If you so choose, it would just be to recommend approval of the ordinance.
Make a motion to recommend approval of the ordinance.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 19-5. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Anyone have any questions or maybe want to read the Constitution into the record? Or? All right, then. There being nothing further to come before the commission, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.